All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I lied. We've got one more book for you. So let's go ahead. We've got three more tomorrow. Number 14 months to the end, and of course, Covenant number 10. Yes, I'm counting down. We will be doing the Armageddon event. We know the story. Let's get on with it. Hell, Cremator remembers. His commander's powerful hand gripped his massive shoulder. Cremator, trust me, I have one final chance. Then the primal energies of Death's eternal scythe enfolded Cremator, Visago, and even... Ugh! Lady Death! The eradication wave struck. Hell disappeared beneath his feet. He opens his eyes in the endless graveyard. Cremator, let us in! Invisible forces shut us out! Grr! Grr! The wave of destruction, it's upon us. You are Hell's guardian. Save us. We're alive. Somehow my lady knew her endless graveyard would be last to be destroyed. She sent us here. Where is Lady Death? Yes, where is she? She hasn't been herself since she picked up the scythe of death. But she must have a plan. Don't you dare question your queen. While you whimper, Lady Death journeys to save this last patch of hell. Face your fate like warriors. Oh, Cremator, what a brave speech. No doubt the scum of hell could ravage Lucifer himself after that rant. But tell me, Cretan, what gave you the idea I give a damn about saving any of you? Who's that? Who's mocking? Look up, dull, gullible fool. I have more powerful tools at my disposal now. You and that foul-smelling horse are expendable. This is a lie! You are not my lady! Who are you? Show yourself! Ah! But the only reply Cremator gets from the moving mausoleum statue of this lady is a bone-grinding squeeze and an eerie laugh that rings like metal scraping metal. Show myself? Don't you know me? Grrr! Why, I welcome you with open graves! I will break you, animals. I'll savor your sweet despair, then bury you. When I get my hands on you, you will burn! Ah! Slam! Matthias! Yes, Cremator. Who else would tell you the truth? Hell is as good as gone. The great Lady Death did what she always does. Save herself. Sell out all others. Ah, liar! You sold her out when she was hope. You, her own father. The only pleasure in seeing you alive again, Matthias, is knowing I will get to kill you. You call this alive? My soul's imprisoned in this miserable mess of stones and bones. I've been starved for company. After I burrow into your little brain, we'll understand each other, eh? You'll understand how blind you've been to the truth about your so-called lady. Remember when my dear daughter Hope first intruded into hell, she had renounced her humanity. But Lucifer had not yet tricked her into becoming Lady Death. She struck you from behind. Such a powerful beast. I must have him. You tried to resist, but the wench's psychic magic stolen from me made you weak. Unhand me, slave! Grr! Grr! Much better. Now let's put your mighty body to good use. You should have dominated and debased her, but Hope's wild lust for power made you heal like a dog. That's not how it happened! No! Outside the endless graveyard, the panic of the crushing mob would make Thanatos laugh and shrug if he still had shoulders. What a bunch of bimbos! They cursed the death doll with one breath, then pray save me to her with the next. Don't they get it? This is it! We're all going out a killer climax of annihilation! Why can't they just enjoy? Hey, steady! Pagan! You're not the only joker who sees hell as a carnival ride, son of Lucifer. You know the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd? But this old carny's not blowing town without souvenirs. What? Hell will rise again, kiddo. When it does, you're going to be my ace in the hole. Ha ha! In a distant dimension, a grim Lady Death follows the Eternal Scythe on a new quest. When Matthias and Lucifer dared to dominate me, I tore them apart. That witch Leviathan will curse the day she crossed me too. And Michael will suffer for tricking Hope into accepting slavery to the Scythe. I can exterminate any enemy who dares stand against me. But not even Death's Scythe can kill the hidden cause of the disintegration of hell. Yay! I hate mysteries. I let the damn Scythe lead. When I wondered, where do the souls who die in hell go? The Scythe burned a vision of this place, Transdemonium, into my mind's eye. Keep the Scythe away. If it touches us, we'll all be obliterated. Silence! I won't be a slave to the Scythe, but I am even more eager to rid myself of the Nightmare Sword. Scythe Goddess, she who is Death, give me release! Death is respected here. Yes! Suddenly, don't let the Scythe take these. We are starved for blood. Please! Scythe Goddess Death, merciful oblivion, please! I need a righteous war, not this. Death is nothing but a responsibility in a domain where every suffering creature wants to die. Another prophetic vision. Yes, you accepted responsibilities when you accepted the Scythe, but you still have not accepted death. What? Those riders, I know them. I know this, it's Earth, the home I've been forbidden to touch for centuries. Come on, get to the slaughter. Blood! Perhaps as death, only as death itself. I could go home in spite of Lucifer's curse. Hey, you don't help us, we're gonna help ourselves. The Scythe is not getting all the good stuff. We want blood! Urgh! Lady Death was mired in speculation for a second. Long enough, however, to get caught in the annihilating storm between the Eternal Scythe and her blood-addicted sword. Now it may be too late for action. Earth. Many strangers and lost souls wander the streets of Los Angeles. The Holy Cross, a church! Few are as strange or lost as Michael, former Archangel of Heaven. As Heaven's warrior, I ignore the Church of Man for 2 millennia. But I'm a man now, so I must investigate. Whoosh! Coming through! Pulse and respiration stable, but this one's going to cardiac on wings. Let's move! This man doesn't know whether he wants to be a flesh or spirit. He's at the edge of death. Hey! Yeah, I'm talking to you, metalhead. Clear my entrance, now, please. Woman, the mortal connected to your machines. He needs to know his life is a gift. He needs to know. Yes, sir. Report to the desk with your ID. Get that hand looked at, and then maybe we can talk detox, okay? Who's next? I need more plasma here. Hey, come on, I'm only human. This fragile, broken body reminds me of Hope, the soul of Lady Death, the woman I love, the reason I fell to Earth. Be not afraid. Bakoom! Now you pay attention, huh? Now you notice me. Too late. Beatrice, where the hell are you? Call 911. Oh! An angel could prevent a massacre here. But I'm just as damaged as all the other humans. Don't bother calling 911. Did someone call 911 when the administration decided to right-size 300 of us out of jobs? Just throw us away? What are you looking at, junkie? Beatrice? I pounded cities to dust. I incinerated angels with a thought. Cocoon! I can't die like this. Beatrice! Ricky, put the damn gun down, honey. Don't make this worse, please. Oh, Bea, I'm sorry, baby, so sorry. I just want my job back, and I don't know how. I may have fallen, but I can still fight for life, starting right here. This is not what you wanted, man. You didn't want to fall, I understand. But believe that your life is worth living, and it will be. Keep talking, scumbag, and die. Yes, we all die, but feel how much your woman wants you to live. Feel it. Be not afraid to live. Transdemonium. Enough of this, both of you. If you, Nightmare, or you, Scythe of Death, aspire to conquer any other world than this misbegotten place, you will obey. The Diva of Death wills her inhuman weapons to cease sparking against each other for now. And in the endless graveyard, Cremator must summon that same raw power. Get out! Yeah! Awoo! Awoo! Yeah! Slam! Hope froze me out of her icy little heart. Long ago, I admit it. You were merely her living weapon, her tool. Admit it, little man. Before we are all consumed by eternity, you'll feel better. Look, the tidal wave of eradication wave. Yeah, that's what it says. Encircles the graveyard now, and it's coming fast. There's the last living Archduke of Hell, bitter to the end. Cremator! Cobell commands, let us in! Lady Death and you have failed hell, Blacksmith. Now there is hell to pay! I'll never betray my lady, or crawl like crying Corbal. What to see, why? Look into my memory. It says what to see, why, instead of want to see, why. My mind against yours, Matthias. I hate to fight an unarmed man, but I'll indulge you. Where were we? Oh, yes, you were about to admit your mistress abandoned you. Say it. We'll be destroyed in a second. Why not live free until then? Okay, and I think it goes... And then I guess it goes into the next panel. And then he says, I'll never betray my lady. You get the idea. Remember when Lady Death and I opposed you together? When you were Lucifer's unknowing puppet? Cremator, I have learned desire equals power, and I desire the death of Matthias. Your point, if you have one, brute. While I hacked through your demons, Lady Death advanced. There she goes, leaving you in the dirt. Milady, tell me what to do. Wrong, Matthias. Watch. Cremator, I want you to follow your calling. Demolish our enemies as only Hell's Guardian can. She always gets the most out of a soldier. Ah, by trusting him. You were tempted. I almost had you. It will be delicious to see you betray your lady. We are far from finished, you obstinate pile of meat. The Endless Graveyard and I are one now. And as hell uncreates itself at last, the Endless Graveyard becomes your endless prison too. Grrr. It's true. Hell is gone. My lady's graveyard is adrift in an eternal void. It said nothing evil can pass heaven's gate. But fallen angel Malady, in unholy union with the sorceress Leviatha, has. For heaven's gate has been corrupted witness. Come. Excuse me. Come, my love. Come to new life. Leviatha, you can't just let him storm his way back. Stop interfering with my work. You wouldn't have found the prince without me. His reincarnation by my design will be my ultimate expression. He must be... Oh. I'm sorry. I'm reading these all out of order. Let's try this one again. Leviatha, you can't just let him storm his way back. Stop interfering with my work. Your work? You bitch! You wouldn't have found the prince without me. His reincarnation by my design will be my ultimate expression, but he must be controlled. Ah! I tolerated you following me here. I found your power useful, but I won't let you restrain. Stupid girl, can you control a raging savage love? Lady Death kicked the father of evil through the pure energy of Heaven's Gate. The gate's purity shattered the unworthy first of the fallen, but then corrupted that gate. Each of these women believed she was remaking her dark lord for herself. Malady wanted to use him for art, Leviatha for love. But as always, the Prince of Lies turned their selfishness against them. Imperious. Powerful. Reveling in dark possibility only he can comprehend. Lucifer is reborn. My love! Flesh and blood once more. Hell's rebel angel luxuriates in anticipation. Don't you feel me? My love! No! My steadfast love saved you! You need me more than I need you. I know the truth. You have been living the biggest lie in creation. What if I revealed that you have always had the same power your creator had? Yes, you can create. This creature's noise means nothing. Now let me help you use the power. No, you can't return to hell. Listen. The Lord of Hell has revenge to savor and worlds to shake. Epilogue. Transdemonium. That's it, Nightmare. The pain of withdrawal is torture, but I can't find my way addicted to a demon sword. Ugh, the pain gnaws me even sooner than expected, but at least I am free to choose. Wait, I feel. What are you doing here? You dare stalk me, Purgatory? Then come, embrace a death you have never known. Read Purgatory number 2, Goddess War. Then in 1 month, the next landmark Lady Death story reveals the climax of the Covenant. We're actually going to be reading that too.